The Economic Development Meeting for Tuesday, January 6th, we got Alderman Merritt, Alderman Plattner, Alderman Hyatt, and Alderman Cook present, and we had staff. Students' comments?
None.
Okay. Minutes for correction slash approval for December 2nd, 2025.
I'm good.
Good.
Stigma has approved. Item two, EDC 2026-02, Building Inspection Reports for November 2025.
All right, building inspection reports, okay, in November, we ended up doing 753 inspections, and the vast majority of those were kept in-house. About 450-something of those were all new construction, single-family homes, attached and detached.
Most in Grand Reserve?
Yeah, a lot of them in Grand Reserve area, a lot of the townhomes there that D.R. Horton's building.
Good. Item three, EDC 2026-03, Top Remains Report for November.
All right. In November, we ended up hearing four separate cases. The first one was weeds and grass on Old Glory. The weather obviously moved in, so they weren't over 8 inches, so we recommended dismissal on that, but we'll keep an eye on the property. It's been a couple times of complaint. Just a prohibited sign, a $300 fine, that was one of the bigger ones, and the tampering with city water. Those are the townhomes that have not been completed over there in Bristol Bay. The guy sent someone out to water the sod, and instead of coming to us and paying the $500 per meter that got blown up because they sat there all winter long, they put a spread in, then everything started leaking everywhere because the water was on when it's been sitting there without heat. So then they had to, then they did some modern marvel of engineering, which you would appreciate, Joe, to get water to a boiler drain, and we went out there and said no. And we shut the water down to the whole area. So, yeah, there's not enough words to explain how many code violations they did in the state plumbing code. So we just shut them down and they've stopped. And yeah, so we're having ongoing issues in that area. We're monitoring it once a day. So that's where we're at.
We're good. We just did three, right?
We skipped one.
We skipped the building permit report.
Okay, EDC 2021-01 building permit report.
Good job, John.
All right, we issued 73 building permits. 9 were single family attached, and then 4 were single family detached. The rest were miscellaneous. Believe it or not, a surprising number of fences and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a company advertising no dig fencing now, so that's been they either use a screw pylon system or they do a driven pylon system. We only lost 2 AT&T fiber lines because of them. So that's this. I don't know if this is all this month, but we lost 2 the tail end of this year so far. Apparently, Julie marks it, and they just figure
close enough.
What's the over under hit with a 4-inch screw pylon? Pretty high, apparently. So yeah. So besides that, that's pretty much what we got going on permit wise.
Good. Item four, EDC 2026-04, Economic Development Report for December 2025.
Okay, just kind of hoping Pete would have more to talk about, so I have time to catch my breath. Sorry, I just ran up the stairs. Everything's there in the report. I know Baba's Steakhouse was able to open. They were trying to squeeze it in before Christmas. They actually made it December 31st, so they caught it right for the end of the year. And Yorkville Flower Shop has their grand reopening tomorrow at 4, same location. The daughter, Nicole, has taken over since her mother has retired. So they've done a ton. I don't know if I'm going to use their social media at all, but they've done a ton of really cool, really fun renovation projects. So they're having a big grand reopening for 24. If you have any further questions, go ahead.
Okay, item five, EDC 2026-05, 202 Wolf Street, and for a variance.
Okay, so the petitioner for this application is GLP Real Estate LLC. They are operating under the business name of General Laboratory Products. They are seeking a variance to the setbacks for the M1 district to reduce the minimum required front yard setback from 25 to 5 feet. This is to allow them to construct a walk-in cooler addition for the existing laboratory, which does supply various products like petri dishes, glass tubes, and bottles for industrial uses, as well as pharmaceutical and educational uses. So the parcel itself is an irregular-shaped parcel. It is completely surrounded by other M1 zone land uses in the Fox Industrial Park. They have internal workspace that they need to expand for their operations. Because of the tight constraints of the lot, they're not able to do an addition without encroaching on a setback, and they cannot find any other internal space within the existing building to accommodate their needs. So they are planning to relocate an existing walk-in cooler from the interior of the building to the north side of the existing structure. This addition will be about 288 square feet. It'll be prefabricated. It'll sit on a new concrete foundation, and the exterior facade will match the existing hybrid metal side building. The other bulk regulations of the M1 district will be complied with the existing building, with the exception of the requested variance. There's a chart that shows you all of the required standards and how they meet those standards on page 3. The land use itself is consistent with the comprehensive plan, which sees this land use as general industrial. And staff believes that with the irregular lot configuration of this very small lot, that it does create a unique development constraint, generally not shared by other properties in the district. While no other lots in the industrial parks encroach into their required 25-foot front yard setback, the combination of the parcel size, lot lines, and its limited expansion area presents a particular hardship for the owner, and the parcels parcel conditions were not created by the current owner. So staff does not believe that this reduction in setback will negatively impact any neighboring properties. And the petitioner, Representative Vera Pleka?
Pleva.
I'm sorry, Pleva is here tonight if you have any questions about the operation of the business.
One question I have, mm-hmm. I've been looking at it. Is pretty much the lot just the complete building in the parking lot, and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
They have no room to go.
They have none.
And they're completely surrounded by, like, a weird lot surrounded.
Exactly. And they're the only one shaped that
yeah.
weird way in the area.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Good. Okay. So, next council?
It'll go to PZC for a public hearing on February 11th.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's it. Old business.
There we go.
Any additional
business? Yeah.
Everyone say hi.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Okay. We can adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.